A life without coal? Britain is getting there. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Soo Ping Chan, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Exactly a year on from President Trump pulling the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal, President Hassan Rouhani has said Tehran will stop implementing some of its commitments. The BBC's Benji Guy reports.
In a television address, President Rouhani made it clear that Iran is not withdrawing from the nuclear deal, but will immediately suspend sales of surplus enriched uranium and heavy water, allowing it to build up its stockpiles. A defiant Rouhani said Iran would not be held back by the increased sanctions imposed by the United States since it left the nuclear deal last year.
The Americans will see for themselves that over the next few months we will continue to export our oil. It is possible that the Americans can block one path for our oil exports, but it's not the case that the American pressure is closing off the only door available.
He also warned the remaining signatories of the deal, Britain, France, Germany, Russia and China, that Iran would start enriching more uranium if they did not meet their commitments to protect Iran's banking and oil sectors within 60 days. Richard Johnson was deputy lead coordinator for Iran nuclear implementation at the US State Department until last year.
I don't think that the deal is dead. I think if anything, Iran is A, trying to respond to domestic concerns, and B, trying to build some leverage and pressure, particularly on the Europeans, to come through with some more support in economic cooperation and perhaps waiting out to see whether the Trump administration survives past the 2020 election.
One thing is clear. The confrontation between Washington and Tehran is growing. In London, I'm the BBC's Benji Guy for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mixed this morning. Renewed trade tensions are driving investors to the safety of bonds as well as the Japanese yen. Meanwhile, German shares led gains in Europe. Robust earnings from industrial giant Siemens overshadowed mounting worries over a US-China trade deal. The UK has gone more than 6 days, or 164 hours to be exact, without burning coal. This is the longest streak since the Industrial Revolution, which began in the UK in the 18th century. The BBC's Audrey Tinlin has more.
Britain was an early adopter of renewable energy and is home to the largest offshore wind farm in the world. Coal supplied just 5% of UK electricity last year, compared with 40% in 2013. The nation plans to quit burning coal for power entirely by 2025 as part of efforts to go green. China is also reducing its coal consumption, albeit slowly. In 2018, coal accounted for 59% of China's total energy consumption. This is the first time coal has accounted for less than 60% of the energy mix. In London, I'm the BBC's Audrey Tinlin for Marketplace.
A huge relief operation is taking place in the Indian state of Odisha after it was hit by Cyclone Fani. Thousands of businesses are counting the cost. Many are closed and do not know when they will reopen. The BBC's Rahul Tandon reports from the region.
Cyclone Fani hit Odisha hard. It blew away everything in its path. Here in Puri, which was in the eye of the storm, hundreds of businesses were destroyed. The worst hit were small vendors like Kaushik. His small hut from which he sold blankets has collapsed.
We're facing so many problems. This is a disaster. How am I going to run it? I do not know. Look at my shop. It's been completely destroyed.
I've come to a bank in the state capital, Bhubaneswar. There's a long queue here of people desperate to get money. Amongst them is Kamakshi. She runs a successful marketing firm, but with the infrastructure in this city destroyed by the cyclone, she's had to shut it down.
There's no light, there's no water, there's no electricity, so we can't even get fan, and now the ATMs are also all down. This is the only ATM I could find in the entire vicinity which I'm living in. And nobody's accepting cards, all the networks are down. It is going to take 7 days for them to recover properly and get electricity.
And the difficulty is there's going to be the short-term problems of electricity, water, money. But in the long term, so many businesses are going to find it hard to survive.
If you just go down straight to this market, so I've been to this market a lot of times. So now half of the shops have been blown away because of the cyclone. So now you see that there are poor people and their businesses have been just gone away.
Odisha Porjotono. Over the past few years, adverts like this have helped Odisha emerge as a popular tourist destination. The fear is that with its infrastructure now destroyed, that will stop. The central government has promised more than $150 million to help rebuild the state. But hotel owner Meenal Singhdeo fears the worst.
Things were looking bright the last season. And this is going to be a huge setback, and it's going to take a while, and people may be a little unsure to really come, the tourists, and I think more of the foreign tourists also.
Odisha is one of India's poorest states. The destruction that Cyclone Phoni caused could slow down its development by years. In Bhubaneswar, I'm the BBC's Rahul Tandon for Marketplace.
And finally, passengers flying Qantas from Sydney to Adelaide in Australia this morning ate meals from containers made out of sugarcane and cutlery crafted from crop starch in the world's first zero-waste commercial flight. Every journey produces around 34 kilograms of weight usually. According to the operator, that's a lot of plastic cups and headrest covers. Don't forget, you can listen to us all over again wherever you grab your podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, the World Wide Web. You can grab more news for us at bbcnews.com. In London, I'm Suping Chan with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.